And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 1090 AM. Pete Gray here, along with Rock God Rick Mexa in the world headquarters, right next to very busy San Diego Landings, as we heard earlier from Frank Lopresti in Point Loma, and Ali and Yusuf Husseini. Of course, Ali, BD Outdoors, Seakeeper, Blue Sea Stabilization is the name of that company, and of course, fishdope.com, and Yusuf is the Angler's Realtor, Sportsman Realtor, right, Yusuf?
Sportsman's Realty.
Sportsman's Realtor.
Boat builder, charter boat captain. What else? Like, is there another job in the fishing industry? You dig night crawlers, too? Like, I mean, is there a job in the fishing industry that you haven't had yet?
I just keep looking for something I'm good at.
Yeah. That's it. Covering all the aspects here, and we're giving away a great prize this morning.
You're not kidding. It's probably my favorite thing that we're so lucky to get to give away, and so proud to be a part of the Costa team. And again, one lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show is going to win a $300 gift certificate to CostaSunglasses.com. Spend it however you want. You're going to get the best glasses on the water, and you're also going to get the brand new 2025 Bill Varney calendar, a really, really cool prize to one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show today. Again, if you want to get through in the phones, it's 213-432-1090, or keep those texts rolling with the Let's Talk Hookup app.
A lot of great pictures, except for December in that calendar. It's a lot of really cool stuff.
It's always so December at Pete's house.
Check it out. Hey, I have a text here from John in San Diego. He says, it's directed at Yusuf. Are there ways to use home loan tax advantage to purchase a boat?
Home loan tax.
So can you take out a second on your home, purchase the boat, and then write that tax off, write the interest off on your taxes?
That would be a question for a CPA, probably. Yeah.
But why wouldn't you?
Yeah, fundamentally, that sounds like
it would work.
Take out a second instead of getting a boat loan.
Yeah.
Take out a second on your house.
Yeah. I mean, to buy the boat, no problem. It doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a difference on what you use the money for.
Used to be that deal where, like, if the boat had a toilet and had a couple of things, then you could also write it off as a second home. I don't know if that's
still true or not. Yeah, it's gonna be over like 26 feet.
That's a tax question,
a bathroom and a kitchen or something.
Right.
But for sure, that's a tax question, but it sounds like it's doable.
Okay. All right.
I like it.
Very good.
That's a good one. Hey, I had another fun text. Good morning, guys. Excited for this show. Ali, can you talk a little bit about some of the techniques that you found that have crossed over from Florida to Southern California? Also, do you guys have any cool destinations planned for the show that you're excited about? That's from Rory in Lakeside.
Hey, Rory. Crossover stuff. The two that come to mind right away was in our first couple of seasons, we took the jig sticks over to Florida.
Oh, cool.
No surprise at all. They worked insane. Like, cobia, love eating surface iron. We caught amberjacks. You couldn't keep them off the surface iron. We caught kingfish on it. You know, I think a lot of that stuff that gets regionalized it'll work anywhere. You know, my favorite story is when I first saw a cedar plug. I thought it was like the Budweiser lure. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Remember that old can of beer with the lure? I'm like, what the hell is this? The first time the albacore came back when we were young, I'm like, this cannot catch fish.
Not possible.
It's a freaking stick of wood with a hook in it. Somebody's pulling one out, and then you see it catch a pile of fish. Yeah. And I mean, that wasn't that long ago, you know? And then the other thing I think we brought from out there is the sword fishing stuff. You know, when we were trying to figure out the sword fishing stuff 10, 12, even 15 years ago, I know I booked a trip with Nick Stanzik, and we went and fished with him so I could ask him a million questions over 3 days. And, you know, we invited the booby trap guys out, and they came out and fished with us and taught us some more. And basically we're doing the exact same thing as they do over there, except it's a lot easier because we don't have the current that they have. You know, they're fishing in a river that's moving 3 miles an hour typically.
That's crazy.
And then, you know, we don't have the same depth, so we don't need as long a leader. We don't have to, you know, motor the boat up swell and then lay our leader out and all that. So we're fortunate. We call it deep water purple cod fishing. You know, it's like it ain't that that hard. If you can get a bait down there without tangling it, you're kind of in the game. So those are the two that really come to mind, you know, and I think you could also make an argument for some of the spinners. 10 years ago, you would have got laughed off this coast, but with the emergence of the bluefin and throwing poppers and stick baits and all that, you know, in a lot of cases, the spinner is a better tool until you hook one. Yeah. And that's some of the big crossover stuff that I've definitely seen in the last few years.
All right, cool. Well, let's jump into the phones. And you want to get through, one line open. JP's standing by, 213-432-1090.
Mike from Rosemead, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, you've already compared the states as far as the fishing here in California and the weather to the East Coast. But being in California and under this umbrella of political rhetoric that the morons up in the state of our state in Sacramento are running it, how do you compare the differences as far as outdoorsmen, you know, what they have advantage over us? And for you, Seth, what's the housing market comparisons between California and Florida, Louisiana? Give us an example of that. Thank you.
I mean, I think sportsman-wise, I mean, gosh, I'd probably say Florida is a more sportsman-friendly state. You know, they've got...
Everybody has a boat.
Lots and lots of boats. But I'll tell you, man, they all were looking at us when we had the MPAs come through, and they were like, oh, that could never happen here. Da-da-da-da. Boom, snapper fishing shut down. Oh, you get one weekend a year to fish the most abundant fish off of their coast. We were talking about it, you know, off the air. Like, back in the day in Florida, a 20-pound American red snapper, that was called a sow, and that was the number. That was a cow tuna. Now you can't beat 30-pounders off your hooks with a baseball bat. It was just like the science that happened to us here. You know, if you were a bluefin tuna researcher and you went out to the backside of San Clemente on January 1st and didn't see any bluefin tuna, you wouldn't be too shocked, right? Yeah. Like, if you asked us, we'd be like, yeah, you're not going to find a tuna out there. Now the water's too cold. They did the exact same thing. They went where the snapper weren't at the wrong time of the season, and they go, oh, these things are endangered. It was the exact same thing. So Florida, I would say, is definitely a little bit more liberal, but with the rules and the regs and all that, but it's all trending the same way.
Yep.
And that's why organizations like CCA are so important. CCA has a huge constituency in Florida, and they fight. We have a huge constituency in California, and they fight. Like, you want to keep what you love to do, man, that's really the best thing. And, yeah, that's really it. You know, I think they both have their advantages. Again, you know, we have the weather, they have probably better fishing, but during certain times of year that might flip-flop. But try it all. Just get out there. It's not that hard to get on a plane and fly out there, and the charters are very cheap compared to what we pay out this way. It's definitely worth a look.
Joseph, if you were like a sportsman orientated person and you've done well with your Southern California home and you had a bunch of equity in it, and you were thinking about buying another property in another state, whether it be like a fishing spot or something like that, where would you venture out to?
Honestly, I would probably go to the Keys. The fishing's insane.
Right.
The houses aren't a ton more than here, you know, for something right on the water. You can get, you know, if you have a really nice house in East County, you can go out, sell your house and move out there and buy a palace on a canal. And
it's kind of like what Danny did.
Same thing. Yeah. Exactly. And that's what lots of people are doing. Upper Florida near Sarasota and that kind of thing is really good right now on deals. They are overbuilding there. There is a lot of builders that are going belly up. And so you're going to see a lot of deals over there, and those will likely get gobbled up by people that are using them as second homes and that kind of thing. But I think the market.
You help people buy stuff back there?
I send them to. I've got some agents up and down Florida and pretty much all over the country. If I don't have one, I'll ask a buddy in the office, or we've got a relocation program I can go through as well. But yeah, it's a good time to buy over there. Cool. As far as, you know, you can go get a deal, steal some of those places, and you're going to start seeing tax sales and that kind of thing, because they have the opposite problem we have here. They expected way more growth than they had, and now you're going to have thousands of brand new homes that nobody's going to be able to occupy. It's going to make the market over there even softer.
And then you add in the number of hurricanes that they've had recent years to devastate several areas. People go, I'm out of here, right?
So, yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
our market's crazy for housing. Theirs is like on another level. Yeah. I mean, you know, the big swings that we've seen up, down, and all that. I feel like there, it's like it can be 50% more gnarly.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, when things are bad, you can steal. And when things are good, it is really hard. It fluctuates.
Like post-COVID, it was like it went crazy, right?
Yeah.
Everybody in the Northeast wanted to have a house in Florida, and then all of a sudden the reality set in with hurricanes and
not
distance and stuff. Yeah. Like, and now it's going the other way.
And it's the same thing with Tennessee. You know, everybody moved to Tennessee.
Yeah, I knew a lot of people from here that moved to Tennessee.
Well, I've been to Tennessee. That's not happening.
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize they have tornadoes.
Yeah.
And
then actual winter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then real bugs.
Yeah. No. So, you're paying for the sunshine.
Yeah.
A lot of our state things suck, but, I mean, we can't ask for more. Look at this place.
So true, man.
I mean, we're wearing flip-flops in December.
Yeah.
I mean, where else can you do that besides Florida?
You have ants that crawl across your concrete. Like, oh, man, I got bugs I got to deal with. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, we don't have bugs. And then, like, if you wake up and it's 50 degrees in East County in the morning, oh, I got to put a hoodie
it's
on.
Cold.
It's cold in this winter time. Like, no, that's not winter either.
Yeah,
no, we're so spoiled.
Or if it blows 30 knots, we're like, oh, my God. And then other places, there's a tornado that'll take your house away from you.
Imagine having your life uprooted by the weather.
Unreal.
It can happen any day.
Totally.
Pretty much anywhere else in the country, just not here.
Yeah. Here we have earthquakes. But
we have earthquakes and fires.
I've never had
fires
a book fall off of my shelf from an earthquake.
My lifetime.
Rush has lost a house. My producer has lost almost his whole house. Like, that is joke.
Yes. Yeah.
No joke. Yeah, lifted the roof off his house and put it right back down. Yeah. Imagine fixing that after the fact.
God, dude, for sure.
You know, and the insurance company, and that we have it very, very.
Yeah, the insurance situation there is out of
control. It's insane.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like here with the fire. If you're in a fire zone, it's not
everybody's in
the
fire zone now since they remapped it.
Not
like,
me.
I had one. I know it's crazy. I had one. I sold a couple months ago a condo in Mission Valley, and it needed the fair plan.
Oh, come on!
I swear.
In Mission Valley.
Yeah, because it's right next to the river. They called it. They remapped all of this 2 years ago or a year and a half.
Called
ago.
Called it a flood zone.
No, it's a wildfire zone.
Well, to be fair, there's wildfires going on there right now.
Yeah, seriously. The same guys that did the NMLPA
There was a big fire a couple weeks ago right by SDSU.
Yeah.
You know,
right?
That's true.
In the canyon there.
But I think that was a hobo fire.
Yeah.
Got away for sure.
Hey, morning, guys. It's Rob in Seal Beach. He says, morning, guys. I have a Glacier Bay 26 catamaran. I was wondering if I can put a keykeeper on it.
Yeah, well, I mean, as long as you've got the room, we can definitely put one in. That boat would take a Seakeeper 1, which opens up a world of options, as you know, Pete. It's just not very big.
Right.
So the thing we need, basically, we look for is a spot to put it, and then we have to be able to secure it to the stringers. Even if it's not on center line, you can kind of make, if you imagine, like a perch-style bracket that would hold it off to the side. And that's
I didn't
really
know
you
could
need.
Put up a Seakeeper on a catamaran.
Yeah, you want it. That big cat that I just built for my client, he is deadly afraid of being seasick. I've never seen him seasick once, but we put a Seakeeper 9 in it. I mean a...
On one side of it?
No, right up the middle of the tunnel, and then it's like there's a compartment, and the bait tank sits on top of that.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy. And we were like, oh, how big of a difference can it... We were looking at sea trials. It makes a big difference.
That's
man
cool.
Given the weight and all that, you really only need like a 6, but we had to go up about 50% in power because the catamarans are inherently so stable to begin with. I haven't been on a boat yet that I didn't think it made a, you know, made
That's
a huge
cool.
difference on. So it's definitely, it makes boating a heck of a lot more fun.
And that ride system, their new ride system is
crazy
for small boats, and it's super affordable. Yeah.
The ride system, if you don't know what that is, we call it basically like a high-tech trim tab system. And, you know, like Zipwake can adjust your tabs 10 times a second. This thing does 1,000 times a second, makes micro corrections. And it holds the bow of the boat down so that the boat doesn't skip, hop, or pound. And also you're cutting through the waves with the sharp part of the boat where it's meant to be cut, you know, cutting through, not slapping on the middle of the boat. And then, you know, everybody hates, and even on my boat, my boat's 39 feet long. I get a couple guys moved to one side while we're running. I'm ready to crack somebody. You
right,
know, like,
right. It pisses it, me. It automatically
zero, nada, none. When you go turn, it feels like the boat's on rails because it actually twists the trim tabs. So it feels like you're almost in a, you know, that catamaran turn feels kind of different. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
There's just no downside to it. We put them in some of these 25 Parkers, and I'm not joking. That Parker goes from riding like a 25 Parker to like a 32 Contender.
That's crazy.
It rides phenomenal.
What's so wild too is it's very within budget for a lot more people. I mean, Seakeeper is a fantastic piece of machinery. It has changed boating, but it's just not available for everybody.
1,000%.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, you can't.
And it's worth that money.
So 25 Parker. How much is it to get a Seakeeper ride?
For like the medium sized kit put in, you're looking at about, I think off the top of my head, about $10,000.
$10,000.
You know, installed, ready to go, turnkey. And what it does, the magic is in the brain box. So we basically mount that thing where your electronics are, and then we tell it, okay, this now right now while we're sitting here, the boat's level. What then by using those tabs at the back, and they're not tabs, they're an actuator. They're crazy. They came out of the auto space. But those actuators will actually keep that boat at that optimal angle, and you can say, hey, I want more power or I want a little bit less power, depending on how it performs. You can adjust it manually if you want. But it will fight to keep that boat running flat, which is what you always want, the boat running the way it was designed to, and level. And as an ancillary benefit, we've got guys telling us in these Parkers, they're seeing 10 to 15% increase in economy.
Crazy. Wow.
So I'm putting it in my Contender, because my Contender is a very, very deep V, and it likes to kind of move from side to side when I'm cruising on the chines. If I take that out, I know I'm going to get better fuel economy, and my boat's going to run better. There's just no downside to it, and I think you'll start seeing them just as you have the Seakeeper. It's just going to be a checkbox on that build sheet when you buy your new boat from now on.
In the charter world that you're in too, especially running the distances that new boat affords you to run, you start talking about saving 15% on fuel. Like, it is legitimately going to pay for itself.
Dude, I can burn 1,500 to 2 G's in a blink.
That's what I'm saying.
You make one wrong turn or you got to change direction. Like, you know, $2,000, you save 15%. That's $300. That does not take very long to add up when you're doing the kind of hours that we do.
That's what
I And more comfort and better.
Right.
I mean, all the other.
On a smaller boat, you're usually messing with the trim tabs all the time. I know I am when I'm driving out. Like, that's such a game changer to not have to touch them.
Yeah.
You know?
That is huge.
Yeah. And know that you're running right. And, I mean, for me, man, I'm 51 years old. And I know
people. Wow, are you old?
I'm not that young anymore to be running around at a million miles an hour. Dude, I just want to save my back, save my knees,
you know,
preserve your body. So hopefully we can keep doing this until we're 82, like Pete.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to be Bob Dawson. That's what I want to be. Chris
Minnick.
Or Chris Minnick, yeah. And I want to go stroke an 80-pound yellow and smoke a stogie while I'm doing it and be on the Royal Star. Like, that's what I want.
Totally.
Yeah, for sure. Let's jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about this time we jump in and talk to Jeff? Jeff's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hey, Jeff, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. It's Cool Tuna. Hey, Yusuf. Hey, Ali.
What's up?
Yusuf, you... You, Yusuf was a miracle man for me, man. Sold my place in Carmel Mountain, got me out of San Diego, got me into Kentucky, had a nightmare of an escrow here. California just doesn't want you to leave anymore, man. But Yusuf stepped up and got everything worked out for me, made it so smooth. The dude is just a miracle worker, I tell you. Plus,
thank you.
I just got back from a 3-day on the Vagabond.
Hey, nice. How'd it go?
We actually made a run all the way down to Cedros and got into the yellowfin and the bluefin down there. Steve Carson joined us, went along with us on the trip, and he nailed a 200-pound bluefin right at gray, dark, right at dark the day that we got there at night. And then I hooked into a monster that worked my butt around the boat for about 2 hours and then got cut off by a stray piece of braid. But we saw it once, and it looked to be about 200 pounds as well.
Ooh.
But and then I'm leaving after Thanksgiving on the 10-day for the Vagabond.
Wow.
All right.
Well, I guess you like it out here still.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this fishing is a lot better out here than in Kentucky, but Kentucky's real nice. And what Yusuf did for me is allowing me to come back out here.
That's it. Yusuf made you some money. All right. Cool, man. Well, nice to hear from you.
Yeah, good job, Jeff.
All right, Jeff. Thanks, great, Jeff. Great to, and enjoy your 10-day, too.
That's cool.
All right.
Hey, I had a great text. Good morning, guys. I love the show. I love the content from Local Knowledge. I have to say it's the best produced angling show I've ever seen, in my opinion. Keep them coming. And I want to back up the same thing. I love it. I think you guys do a better job than anybody has put fishing on TV. I love it, man.
Thank you guys so much. I'm super proud. Dude, I don't know how I stumbled into all this stuff. It's really
cool.
The guys around us. Just find good talent. Keep them happy. Feed these nerds what they need to film and edit and do all that stuff. And it's been a lot of fun.
It's Ralph and Menifee. His question, however, is for Yusuf. It says, is the process of buying land and building a home more difficult than purchasing an existing home? Could you give me a list of some of the advantages and disadvantages? It's Ralph and Menifee.
Hey, Ralph. Thanks for reaching out. There's advantages and disadvantages. The biggest thing is going to be how much cash you have. When you go to buy a piece of land, they'll usually require 50% down, most any bank. There are different stipulations with that, where if you buy, let's say, a piece of property and it has utilities on it, if it's ready to go, there's a lot of banks that will give you that property with 20 to 30% down and fund the whole build. So it just really depends on where you're at as far as cash flow in your pocket. And there's ways you can get creative as well when buying those properties. Having people that are selling them carry paper is huge while you build the home. And sometimes you don't record a note with that. So that way they're basically holding the property with a note that's not recorded. Then you can go to the bank and say, hey, you know, I've got this property and I need lending. And it looks clear to them and they'll give you lending on it. But there's many ways to do it. A lot of people don't do it now. I think it's a great way to gain equity because, you know, you go spend $400,000 on a house, you spend $200,000 on a lot. Well, many times a house is going to be worth $900 or $1 million when you're done.
When you're all done.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a great equity gain.
Yeah, right, that's for sure.
And you have a brand new home.
There you go.
It's
pretty
cool.
Yeah.
Brand new. You don't have to worry about fixing things up. And
well, that's not always the case.
There's always that kind of stuff.
But like you say, though, modern electrical and modern whatever it might be, like you're not chasing down an old problem. No matter how killer a house is, if it's got 50-year-old bones, it's also got 50-year-old some problems.
Yeah. Yep, 100%.
Not to say that that's a turnoff either, but it's just one of the things. It's one of the boxes to check, exactly like you were saying.
Exactly. Yep, less things to go wrong. You know, buy you some time on the plumbing, windows, everything.
So. Right. For sure. Hey, Dave Morgan, our resident CPA, chimes in from Cabo here.
What's up, Dave?
On that. And he says, a loan on a boat can be deductible if there's a place to cook, a place to sleep, and a place to go to the bathroom. It is essentially qualifies as a second home. So assuming you don't already have a second home, the interest can be deductible. There are also mortgage interest deduction limitations to consider. So there you go, Dave. Dave knows his stuff.
Bucket and a microwave.
Yeah. Exactly. My Parker 25 is good to go, baby.
Well, I'd say it's time for the fishdope.com report, right?
Well, sounds good to me. And when it is, it's always from our friends at Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. You can check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trip. Now with the new team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. Stop by the location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure to make your reservation today. Nothing like making a reservation, going on a long-range trip, pulling up to the dock, and just having everything being taken care of. Those guys, the next time you see your fish, it's in 5-mil zip, you know, 5-mil backpack bags, and there's a guy from Fisherman's Processing loaded in your cooler, and you're walking away.
There you go. That's it. And the other thing, too, I might recommend if you're using Fisherman's Processing, you're not going to pick up your fish right away and you're going to freeze most of it. Have them flash freeze it right away. It makes a much, much better product.
That's a mistake that I've been making for a lot of years. I always like convince myself that I'm going to make it the following morning or that afternoon, and I'm going to eat a ton of it fresh and give it away fresh. And next thing you know, like, oh man, the next day didn't work out and it's been sitting there. And then I'm picking it up fresh and I'm going to take it home and try to freeze it in my chest freezer that doesn't get as cold as fast as there. You're so right about that.
Absolutely. Yeah, let them, because they do it on racks, it freezes much more evenly, and it makes a way better product.
You get more longevity out of it, for sure.
Well, Yusuf, what's going on?
Well, it's the same deal it's been for the past few weeks. Things are starting to slow down as far as
local stuff.
You know, the local island, Santa Cruz, still loaded with squid. You can still get a sea bass or a yellowtail over there, but it is few and far between for the most part, just because there's so much bait in the water. Obviously, you get away from the bait, and you have better odds. One thing that is really good right now is the bass fishing in Santa Monica Bay. Danny says epic bass fishing. If you're in that area, get out there on El Segundo Pipe or over at the Tanker Buoys.
Oh, that's good as well.
Yep, been really good. The tuna on the Tanner and Cortez have dried up finally. There were a couple boats out there this week. The Tribute had a great score on yellowtail, and they had some big yellowtail too.
Yeah, it looked like really nice grade. We talked to Mike yesterday. He was talking about how good that fishing was, and not necessarily a very experienced group of guys, and they were still crushing them.
That's what I heard. They put the wood to them. There is, Danny said there is some mixed grade in there as well. He said there is just, you pull up to a spot and it'll be straight rats, and then you pull up to another spot and it's bigger fish.
Cool. Wow.
But, yeah, there is some good quality yellows to be caught out there. And the last thing is just the yellowfin. You know, down south they're catching those bluefin and yellowfin. That stuff's still on the Ranger Bank, still very far. They're getting big yellowfin, though, you know. And, like, where can you go and catch
90-pound yellowfin and 200-pound bluefin?
Totally. Yeah.
On a fly line sardine.
Yeah.
In the summer. Frank earlier.
With your shorts on.
They're chomping on. And it's been... They've been chewing for, what, a month and a half?
Months.
2 months now?
Crazy.
It's like we had that long sinker fishing at the beginning of the year this year. It's kind totally of the like other it. End of that, you know?
That's good stuff, man. Fishdope.com. Save $30 on a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, the $30 code. And we have to let you give your plug. How do we hook up with the best realtor in San Diego?
Well, you can get me on my cell phone at 619-277-2169, on social media at calrealty.com. You can hit my website at sportsmansrealty.com. And if you'd like a free home evaluation, you can jump on to socalhomeeval.com, and it'll send you an automatic evaluation of your home. If you'd like me to follow up, put a note in there.
There it is. Yep. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We got more great texts. We got more information with the boys. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Don't delay and take advantage during Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring sales event. From now until December 6, 2024, eligible new 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboards include up to $500 in dealer credit, and new Yamaha 450 to 425 horsepower outboards include 7 years of coverage protection. 350 to 30 horsepower outboards come with 6 years of coverage protection. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends December 6, 2024. Subject change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude new 2.5 to 25 four-stroke outboards and dealer credit up to $500 based on horsepower toward the MSRP value of goods and services purchased at an authorized participating dealer that sold the outboard. At no extra cost to the consumer, new 425 to 450 horsepower is a 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 60-month factory limited warranty. New 30 to 350 horsepower is a 36-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered by Florida dealers is a Yamaha extended limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Rock Todd Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano's Super Free Spool provides extreme castability, you'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff set with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing from the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the Yellowtail and Calico Bass Capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking fun with the boys. Good fishing going on. Great
fog. If you're looking at the cam right now, the outdoor cam on YouTube and Facebook Live, that fog moved.
When we got here, you could see the big three landings, no problem. We were watching fish getting unloaded, yeah. You know, as we were hanging out here in the world headquarters, and now you can get maybe three sailboat masts, and then that's it. It's just straight socked in.
It's it's
foggy morning this
foggy
morning, for sure.
Foggy morning, but post a little bit of rain, for sure. A lot of good stuff going on here. Ali and Yosef giving away a $300 gift card to CostaSunglasses.com and a Bill Varney 2025 calendar. I can't. How to say 2025
crazy, right?
Calendar, right?
Unreal.
Yeah, crazy.
Time's flying by.
Yeah, it is. Tell me about it.
Some great fishing, and we want to have you join us, man. If you want to be a part of the show, still plenty of time to do it. 213-432-1090 is the number. 100% packed up right now, but there's going to be plenty of time to get your phone calls through today.
Yeah, let's jump back on the phone.
That sounds good. How about we talk to Alex? He's calling us from San Carlos this morning. Good morning, Alex. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm in a pretty good situation here. My wife and I, we bought our house in 2020, like right during the shutdown. And then we refinanced when the rates went down. So, I mean, the value of the house has gone up like 35% or something like that. But we want to do a kitchen remodel. I'm trying to see if there's a way that we can apply for a loan where we wouldn't have to refinance the house, have a bigger interest rate. And I don't know if the taxes would go up, if we try to take a loan out, if they got to evaluate the value of the home or something.
So I can help you with that. No, you wouldn't really be paying taxes on it because you're going to be borrowing money for the home to put upgrades in. So the best situation that you have is to get into a home equity line. And home equity lines are usually like 10 to 15 years long. You will end up in the end paying a lot less interest on that money. But if you have the equity, and they usually want you to have at least 20% equity in the home. So anything you have over that 20%, you can borrow.
That's
and legit. I would highly recommend talking to like a local credit union. If, let's say you're a firefighter, you know, go to the local firefighters credit union, or it sounds like you're in San Carlos, Mission Fed or Wheelhouse would probably be your best bet. And just go in there and talk to them, tell them what you're planning on doing, and get that loan.
That's
and
cool.
Then as rates go down, refi the thing. And, you know, if you have to move to another credit union, do it, because it'll save you a decent chunk of money.
And that's the key is, you know, when the market is challenging now, is you can make a good buy, and you can always refi, right?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
The key.
Yep, buy it now, you know, maybe don't put as much money down so you have the money in the bank to pay that little bit bigger of a payment.
Yeah.
As soon as the rates drop, refi the thing.
That's cool.
Yeah. Every time it drops a point, it's worth doing.
I've done it multiple times on my house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But now I have a loan that I'll never have to refinance. So.
Totally.
Yeah. And that's what that's your goal.
Yep. Exactly.
Is buy it when the market when you can afford it and buy it
totally,
and then refi as the opportunities come.
Yeah, don't let the right place get away because you're worried about the rates today.
Right.
Like as soon as
right.
the rates drop a little more, and they likely will, then just refi it again and then do it again and then
100%.
Do it again. But you're going to be doing that with the home that you love.
Exactly, and it's never going to go up. You know, if anything, you're going to save money, and rent keeps going up every year. People don't think about this a lot. When you buy a house, it's like putting a plug in the boat. You know, there's that boat's always going to stay afloat at that same exact payment
price, you know. But if you're renting, it's always going up. Right. You know, that's the only way to stop it and actually make and save some money.
And by refining, you can make that payment lower.
Exactly. Yeah. Or you can stretch it or whatever you need to do, you know, to make your life more comfortable.
The only thing that does is the tax man keeps coming at you.
That's the only problem. Well, I mean, you get to write off your interest and you get to write off your taxes up to $10,000. Yeah. So
you got that going for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, end of the year, you're going to do better.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I had a great text come through. It says, "Hey, Pete and Rick, what a great show as always. I love it when you have the brothers on. Can't say enough good things about Yosef and his effort and overall professionalism in selling my deceased parents' home earlier this year. Yosef's knowledge and contact with immediate buyers was critical in selling this aged home in Point Loma. He's also an excellent resource for fishing trips. I highly recommend him to your listeners who are looking to buy or sell a home." That's from Dan in Durango, Colorado.
Yep.
Wow.
Great guy. I took care. He's actually an old charter captain.
Huh.
And he's friends with Fred and, you know, a lot of the old guys here. And just such a great dude. He's realistically, him and his family are a piece of Point Loma history. Like, him and his brother had this boat in the driveway that they had taken out, you know, offshore a million times. It was a little, like, rescue boat off one of the big tuna seiners.
Wow.
And they built a pilot house for it. It had a diesel engine in it. He told me his brother and him hooked a blue marlin off our coast and boated the thing, got it to the boat, the whole deal. But he's got photos of, you know, 20 yellowtail on his lawn that are giant, tunas all over their lawn in his house. I mean, so much history.
One of those hidden Point Loma gems.
Totally.
This is one of the things I love about having Yosef on here. Is like, you're not, this isn't like a BS thing. You know, like our text message feed is full of people who you've literally sold and bought homes with. Like, it's not just some guy
you
that's
got
like
a lot of fans
hoping to score a sale. Like, there's 20 of those texts, the same thing that Dan just wrote to us. "Hey, man, he used him. He was killer. Loved everything about it. Thanks for everything." Like, there's a lot of people cheering how much you helped them with this process. It's really cool.
I really appreciate that, everybody, too. You know, I am who I am.
Fake.
You hear on me. There's no fake, no nothing.
No,
I do
cool,
care,
man.
And I will always have your back.
Yeah,
that's legit.
Sure. Yep. Hey, Dave in Mission Yale says, "Great show. Love when Ollie's on the show. I have a 25 Parker, but with a diesel stern drive. With all the engine weight forward of the transom versus opposite weight distribution of the outboard engines, how does that affect the performance of the ride system?" Very good question.
I've actually ridden on that boat a good bit. I had a friend that had one back in the day, and that is the best riding Parker that I've ever been on.
Yeah,
that diesel with the weight down in the belly.
It's like,
and
it's like the Davis boats.
Very similar.
Totally. That stern drive just makes those things ride incredible.
And it's doing what the ride's doing to some extent, you know, keeping the bow down and not having all that power and weight hanging off the back of the boat. I can't say specifically for that boat, but I can tell you the other benefits of the lateral movement stopping, the better turning, the economy, all of that. I wouldn't hesitate to put them on there for a second. It's just, it'll do anything that your trim tabs are supposed to do, but automatically faster, and it's going to improve the ride, I guarantee it. Every boat has got a little bit of a hop to it, or it likes to pop up when it hits one swell, and it's not in position to really punch through the next swell. This will eliminate it completely. I'd say take it for a spin. You know, we've got boats you can do a demo on, not inboard, but we have a couple Parkers, guys let us run their boats and do demos on. Come on out and try it, and you know, if you're into it.
Try the ride system. So you have boats you can demo people on
100%.
Considering the ride system.
Yeah, we have a brand new Parker coming in partnership with Seakeeper that we're going to have here for a demo boat. So we should have a Parker 25 hopefully in January. That'll be outfitted with both the gyro and with the ride system that we can use to do demos, boat shows, all that good stuff, and we'll probably keep it down there in Mission Bay.
How cool that you could go turn it off, turn one system off, turn one system on, go 100%. Back and forth. Yeah, that's going to be legit.
You guys going to have that boat at the PCS show in March?
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be there. Yeah.
You guys going to have a booth at the PCS show?
We will have a booth, and Seakeeper has a booth. And I think, you know, PCS show doesn't set up for demo rides. It's like, that's the most frustrating thing about selling either ride or the gyro. It's not something you see, touch, anything.
You have to
experience.
But you can see it on the boat.
You can see the pieces and the parts, but, I mean, that's like 10% of the story
in my mind.
I remember the first time I experienced a Seakeeper was with Grossbeck on Sea Bandit. And we went sword fishing, and I was like standing in a parking lot.
Yeah.
on a boat that size. That
would be, it can't be real. It can't be.
It's just magic, man. Yeah. I don't know. But it was like, it blew my mind how comfortable it was and all that. And, you know, now fortunate, fast forward, and it's a pretty common deal.
Well, when I was having the Steiger craft built back in Long Island, I was like considering this, the Seakeeper. I don't know why I was considering it. I should have just automatic. And I was like, God, the money, you know, it's more money and stuff. And Rick's goes, you have to do it, dude. Yeah. You've already had a Seakeeper. You have to
there
do it.
There is no going backwards.
Yeah. And I'm so glad he like convinced me. It's like, you can't not put the Seakeeper in there. It's worth every penny. And 100%,
oh, man,
it was worth the extra money.
Especially at the process that you were at. You know what I mean? Like, when you're building the boat, I'm not trying to pretend like it's not a big chunk. It is. And I'm not trying to pretend like that's an easy number to swallow. It's not. But, like, at the beginning, it's an extra $50 on your payment every month. And that is going to be so worth every little bit there is. It's, the boat stops moving. I mean, you're on your boat and you rock back and forth and you push a button and that rock back and forth doesn't happen anymore. It's crazy.
If you're building a new boat about the size of Pete's or bigger, I mean, it's not an option.
It's
And like you said, it's like, oh, your payment might go up 10%.
Yeah.
It's like
Seakeeper 1 installed 20 plus, 30,
something like that. But I mean, you know, you're talking about, dude, a brand new Parker these days is $250.
Right.
You know, it's not. Would you increase your payment 10% to be able to go out in weather? You probably shouldn't.
Right.
You know, and be that much more comfortable. It's just, like they say, it makes boating more fun.
And your ride is going to be so much more pleasant and all these things. Fast forward when it comes time to sell that boat, when yours is the one on the market that has a Seakeeper and all the other ones that aren't, that's the reason. Like, that's the reason yours gets sold right away and the others all struggle for the same thing. Like, it's the chip.
And you will get that entire investment back.
Totally.
They're not going to pay $15,000 more for a boat with a Seakeeper. They'll pay $30,000 more just to know that they have one.
Yep. Witness when I sold the
There you go. Yeah, totally.
Totally. It makes exactly it so much easier, man.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. Talk to John. He's calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. Hey, John, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got two questions, one for Yusuf, one for Ali. So for Yusuf, are we in a housing bubble or on a housing bubble? And then for Ali, for a smaller, like 22-23 foot fiberglass boat, do you recommend the ride system or the Seakeeper or both for that? And does the ride system work when the boat is stopped?
Yosef. Okay. So I'll let Ollie start with this. Go for it, Ollie.
Okay, so for a 21-22 foot boat, ride system, 1,000% recommend it. You can get away with the smallest kit, not very expensive layout. You're looking at about $7,500, $7,000.
Installed,
ready to roll, turnkey, you know, big smiles on your face. It will make your boat ride like it's 50% longer. I mean, and it's another thing you can't put into words. You just have to go try it. My buddy is the CFO over there. He fishes with me. We talk all the time. Great dude. He told me he put ride in his boat, and I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever. Like, I didn't see the value in it. He goes, I like the ride better than the gyro. I'm like, okay, man, you're a little bit of a company guy.
Okay, salesman.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. And then I rode on the demo boat, and it was mind-blowing. I mean, absolutely mind-blowing what it does. And it just makes your boat perform the way that it was supposed to perform in ideal conditions, except now pretty much everything's in ideal condition. It does not affect the boat at rest. So only when you're running, it will make, you know, obviously ride better fuel economy, level the boat out, do all that. But when you're at rest, that's where the gyro takes over. So if you have the opportunity to get both in there, I would never tell you no. But I think you've also got to take a hard look at what your boat's worth. You know, if your boat's worth $30,000, you're not going to put a $30,000 Seakeeper in it. I'd talk you out of it. It's just bad math, you know. But if you say, hey, this boat's only worth $30,000, but I'm going to die in this boat. I've had it for 20 years, whatever. Dude, do it. It's, you know, it's not that big of an investment. The gyro, even. You know what I mean?
Like,
if this is the last boat you're going to own.
And you love it and it's perfect for what you do.
What I mean. That's like, you know, a lot of guys get that way after their fourth or fifth boat. They're just like, I don't want to go up because it burns too much fuel. This gets it done. Da-da-da. You're just making a great boat better.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, I had a great text. Oh, cool. No, yeah,
oh,
please.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, yeah,
no. The other one.
Totally.
The
housing
bubble.
So your question with the housing bubble, we're always in a housing bubble for the most part. San Diego's up and down, just depending on the demand. We're always going to have a shortage of properties, which is going to make it a bubble. It's going to make it go up and down.
constantly for the most part. We have more ups than downs, but we did lose, you know, almost 20% in housing prices over the past 2.5 years, which you don't really feel it because there's million-dollar houses everywhere.
Right.
But it did go down, and it has gone back up a little bit, and now it's getting stagnant again, you know. As soon as you see these rates dip down, which should happen here in the next couple months, you're going to see this going crazy again, you know. I would say in this spring is going to be just people are going to be competing again. Yeah. And we're going to be back to the same San Diego swing that we have about every 2 years.
Where you get multiple offers on one property and have to fight for the...
Yeah, and literally, you know, when we have 20, 30 offers, it makes me insane. Because it's very hard to keep track of.
Yeah,
first off.
Sure.
I've got to keep spreadsheets. And it makes the work 10 times harder. And everybody's paying more than they need to, you know? So yeah. If I can recommend one thing, don't wait for that. Go out and shop now and go buy that house. Go buy the house that you want, not the house you have to take because that's all you can get.
Yeah, good point.
Well said. Hey, had a fun text come through, again, all about sword fishing, and the question was for Ali. It says, Ali, could you recommend a decent electric reel for deep drop fishing for swords? And also, my question is, when we do have our first shot, where do you plant the gaff, and are you going in first with a straight gaff or a flyer? That's all from Huey and Torrance.
Well, fortunately, there are, I think, some better options. You guys mentioned one of them with the Shimano electric has gotten beefed up just for sword fishing. I think that's a great part. I know a lot of guys really like the Daiwa as well. What's the big one called? The Cyborg?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard great results, but one of the things that I'm really excited about and sponsored by Penn, love Penn, you know, really like the Penn gear, is these new Fathom electrics that Penn's come out with. They're the only smaller sub $1,000 reel that has a lever drag. The one thing I'd never liked about the Stars is you don't know what your drag setting is
right.
Once you drop it down. A star drag is inherently more inclined to lose drag while you're fighting a fish just from the way that it's designed. It doesn't have a cam pushing up against the drag plates. And I think Penn's really addressed a lot of that. Now, I don't know anybody who's – well, actually, I do know that in Florida when they were testing them, they caught swords on this 80 size. So I think that for me is like right now – and we got to catch some fish on it to feel good about it. But I think if I was trying to stay under that $1,000 mark, I would definitely be running that Fathom because I love the lever drag. We all know that Fathom reel. It's basically built on the same technology everybody knows and loves, and we've all caught fish that are way too big on way too small of a reel. I think that's sort of the cream of the class, and it's the latest one. It just started shipping a couple days ago.
Got a cool integrated battery system with it, too. Like, you're not running cords. You don't have to worry about running electrical. It's just the battery is integrated in part of the reel.
Yeah,
and
totally.
And when you buy it, it comes with a battery and an extra and a charger. That's a cool reel.
With those smaller reels, too, you get the opportunity to double duty with this deep water rock fishery. You know, something me and Ricky are nuts about is, you know, you can, it's not like that's just a one trick pony where like my big stuff, my hookers and all that, that's a one trick pony. That thing comes out, we catch swordfish and that's it. With these reels, you can be using them, like Rick said, for your kite, for your deep drop stuff, all of that, and having the integrated battery. And then we use an external battery from Abyss, which is even twice that size. When we go deep water fishing, we don't change a battery all day.
That's legit.
We're bringing 2 and 3 pound sinkers up and down like elevators, you know, with big old rockfish on them, and we get all day performance out of that stuff.
I like plugging in.
I'm telling you, these will change your mind.
Really?
These will change your mind. This battery will run that reel for 2 days of bottom fishing.
Wow.
You know, and then you can be mobile. You know, like something gets tangled or hung up, which I don't know how we do, but we manage to every trip, is tangle those electric reels together with all those hooks and all that. You can move them around. I think it'll change your mind on the smaller stuff for sure.
Cool. All right. Hey, Bill from Breckenridge. You know who that is?
Yeah,
Bill Barney, the calendar man. As luck will have it, Ali is indeed Mr. December, but not for his radio looks because of the beautiful yellowfin fireback grouper Russ and Ali landed in the Bahamas. The fish was just below the current world record. Can you tell us more about how you caught that fish?
I got lucky. I mean, same thing that we always do, and just have the right one find it. It's funny because when you're not used to catching those groupers and they get over 20, 25 pounds, man, you could very easily be convinced that there's a 50, 60 pound fish down there for as hard as they pull.
Yeah.
You know, and to see one like that, I've caught the yellow edges and some of those weird, rare ones in the Gulf and stuff. It was just top 5 fish I've ever caught. It was that cool.
They're pretty badass.
Really cool. And you can't
eat
them.
Beautiful.
Because you can't eat them because of the. The Cigatera. So, you know, released him safely to swim off for another day, but still an awesome fish.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Hey, I want to remind you this sponsor of the show is sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charge. Focus your fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature, Chlorophyll, Currents, and more. And with Terrafin Mobile, you can access your charge on your phone or any mobile device. Check Terrafin.com for more information. When we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a $300 gift certificate to CostaSunglasses.com. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with North Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at North Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all North Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norslithium.com, that's NORSKlithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see North Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why North Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. North Lithium.
Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interiors with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience. Hey, San Diego, the Ford Get Holiday Ready sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year to finish 2024, featuring America's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series, leading for 47 straight years. Or check out the full lineup of versatile Ford SUVs, including Bronco or Bronco Sport. Don't wait. Come take a test drive today. Get holiday ready only at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide. Rule the water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, we're going to have Ali do the corners, flip the prize coin, find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses. We have a texter as a winner today. Congratulations, Dan, who is from Durango, Colorado. Congratulations.
Wow.
You got yourself a brand new pair of Costas.
Nice, nice. And Ali, of course, great job with Fish Dope and Local Knowledge and Seakeeper, all that. How do we find you guys?
Thank you guys so much. I mean, you know, just Google us. We're not hard to find. Localknowledge.tv. We got fishdope.com. And then if you're into the Seakeeper stuff, please, bluesea-stabilizer.com. Happy to service your unit.
And they'll actually come and show up, too, won't they?
We actually do return phone calls and show up. It's sort of this weird business model that we're taking on in the marine industry.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's 180.
I'm trying something new.
Super cool.
Yeah, we'll show up. We probably won't smell like booze or drugs in the morning. And no, we're having a good time. We're selling a bunch of stuff. We're helping a bunch of people out. And if you just got questions, man, hit us up. If we don't get you this time, we'll get you on the next.
BlueSeasStabilizers.com.
That's it.
All right. Hey, and Yosef, how do we find you?
You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169, on social media @CalRealty. You can get me on my website, sportsmansrealty.com. If you'd like a home evaluation, log on to SoCalHomeEval.com.
Yeah, SoCalHomeEval. It's free, no obligation. Tell you what your home's worth right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's a pretty cool deal.
Yep.
Yeah. And so what will that tell you if you get a home eval? What will that tell you? How is that information helpful?
It'll give you a very good idea of what your home is worth, how fast homes are selling in the area,
you know, what the area, what the market tone is, and just also, you know, if you do get an evaluation and you have things that are spectacular about your home, you need to let me know that, because then I can go in and tweak that evaluation.
Right. We put in this killer outdoor kitchen and pool, and now it's the spot that everybody's going to want to come over and hang out.
Totally.
And that covers people not just San Diego, but all over.
Yes, all over California.
All right, very good. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. Thank you to JP for manning the phones and the board for us, and thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And, of course, thank you out there for the calls, the texts, and listening to Let's Talk Hookup and supporting our sponsors. We really appreciate it. And we will be back next Saturday and Sunday. Well, next Saturday, Ricky and Corey will be here with Jerry Guzman from JRI Lures and the one and only Danny Wade, surface iron expert extraordinaire. And then I'll be back from the Midwest or Michigan or some snowy place like that. Captain Joel Ralston.
Hey,
next Sunday.
Fun.
That's going to be fun. 7 to 9 a.m. We'll see you back here.